TMJ disorders cause symptoms such as face or neck pain, jaw stiffness, and clicking or popping noises in the jaw joint. TMJ can be complex and can overlap with other conditions. While the cause of TMJ is a bit of a mystery, our discussion today will uncover the answers to many questions about the disorder. And joining me today is Dr. Jack Annunziato. He's an outpatient physiatrist with the Valley Health System. Welcome to Conversations Like No Other, presented by Valley Health System in Ridgewood, New Jersey. Our podcast goes beyond broad everyday health topics to discuss very real and very specific subjects impacting men, women, and children. We think you'll enjoy our fresh take. I'm Scott Webb. Doctor, thanks so much for your time today. This is one of those topics, like I've heard TMJ. I hear it on the news. I hear it maybe in social media. Maybe my wife has said TMJ, and I sort of nod my head like I know what TMJ is, but I'm not really sure that I do. So we're going to get to that. But before we do, what is a physiatrist? Like, what is that exactly? What do you do?
A physiatrist is someone who's specialized in the field of physical medicine and rehabilitation. Obviously, that's a mouthful, so we shortened it to physiatrist. And we are physicians who basically focus on a patient's function and ability. We see lots of different patients for lots of different injuries and disabilities. You know, sometimes we treat brain injuries like concussions and strokes. Sometimes we treat musculoskeletal things like TMJ, but also back pain, neck pain, rotator cuff injuries, joint dysfunction. We focus on the whole patient. And one of the things that we try to focus on is their function and how an injury or an illness or a disability impacts a patient's quality of life, their ability to do things, to play sports, to spend time with family, grocery shop, go out in the community. We really focus on the whole person. And that is ultimately why I got into physiatry. It's a great field, and I hope to educate people on what physiatry is.
Yeah, and like I said, I think I know what TMJ is. I think it's something with the jaw, stiffness, maybe some clicking, something like that. But from you here, what does it stand for? What is TMJ, and what is TMJ disorder?
TMJ stands for temporomandibular joint. It's the hinge joint in your mouth as the jaw goes up and down. You can feel it if you put your fingers kind of just in front of your ears and then open and close your mouth. It has somewhat of a capsule and a disc, and there's all sorts of cartilage in it. And a temporomandibular joint disorder, sometimes that's called TMD, is a kind of broad term for any type of pain, discomfort, or inappropriate function related to the jaw in that area.
And so when we think about, as you were saying, what physiatrists do, sometimes it's injuries, whatever it might be. So is TMJ typically the result of an injury? Is that more almost like osteoarthritis, sort of like wear and tear? You know, how do people get TMJ disorder, I guess, is what I'm asking.
There's different types of reasons for TMJ. And truthfully, no single person has the same reason. Some people get trauma to that joint. Think of a boxer getting punched in the face or a slip and fall.
Sure.
Some people have somewhat of a cervicogenic or neck-related postural thing where basically the muscles that attach from around the head and neck lead to tightness and it throws off your bite. Sometimes there is a psychological component to it. People really carry their stress in their face, in their neck, and sometimes that tightness over time builds to a point where you can feel a very strong muscle or it's very difficult to open your mouth wide. So there's a lot of different ways one could have a temporomandibular joint dysfunction.
Yeah, I see what you mean. And I'm sort of picturing in my head, I was doing along with you, I was feeling for it. I was feeling in front of my ear. I was feeling the joint there. And you're so right. A lot of people carry stress in their faces and their mouths and they clench their jaws and their teeth. And you kind of get a sense of how we may do some of this to ourselves or some of it could be, you know, the result of some kind of acute injury or something. So generally then, what are the symptoms? Is it pain? Is it stiffness? Is it popping and clicking? Is it all the above?
The overwhelming complaint that people have is pain. Usually it's one side versus the other. It's always there, but can come and go. And, you know, we'll talk to patients about the things that definitely bring it up. Other patients will also complain of somewhat fullness in the ear. Sometimes ear pain is the symptom. Sometimes they can hear a ringing in the ear as their primary symptom. And then other patients get these types of headaches. Sometimes it runs to the front of their face, almost like a sinus pressure. Sometimes it runs to the top of the head, almost to where like you would put a baseball cap. It's more of a temporal headache. And very rarely it could be in the back of the head. It kind of feels just like a vice grip, like someone's just squeezing basically between your ears behind your neck. And those are simple, more of the common things that we as doctors hear from when our patients tell us about TMJ.
Yeah, and you mentioned some ear symptoms and wondering just because I'm thinking, well, it's right by the ear and there could be some ear symptoms, some signs and symptoms from the ears. Is there any correlation, cause and effect? Can TMJ cause an ear infection per se?
So not necessarily an infection, but definitely pain, a sense of fullness or a sense of dizziness. Often sometimes patients will also notice hearing loss when there's a TMJ dysfunction as well.
So let's talk then about what we can do to maybe avoid TMJ, because it sounds, you know, innocuous enough, but it also sounds kind of unpleasant. And so I'm wondering, of course, well, what can we do to avoid that? So are there maybe certain foods we should avoid, things, you know, just behavior, lifestyle things, including eating, that we can do to try to help ourselves avoid TMJ?
So I think the first thing is prevention. And with prevention, it's primarily working on the things that impact the jaw, which is usually neck tightness or stiffness, as part of a whole body approach. You want to make sure you exercise as part of a healthy lifestyle. That includes stretching. That includes neck stretching. Being mindful of your posture, making sure your computer is set up properly at a right height so you're not bending forward, looking down. You don't want to add to any areas which could develop further tightness and kind of picture the person who has kind of hunched down at their laptop facing down. You know, that tightness, that frontal tightness could lead potentially to a temporomandibular joint dysfunction. Then, let's say you have it, okay? The next thing that you want to worry about are eliminating factors that could contribute. And these are your very hard foods, like your nuts, things that take a lot of time to chew. Think of a rubbery steak or a very hard vegetable. Those things can contribute to dysfunction there. Gum chewing, habits that may not be necessarily what you're hoping to do, like chewing on a pen or biting your nails. Sometimes those can contribute and serve as triggers to TMJ joint dysfunction.
All right. So yeah, I think we as potential patients, of course, and doctors and nurses are patients too, we want to know, can we prevent something? And then what do we do when we get something? So let's talk about having TMJ. Like once you've been diagnosed with TMJ, is it one of those things that you kind of always have and then working with someone like yourself, it's just more about managing it? Or is there treatment and potentially a cure, if you will?
So a lot of what we do are evaluating and kind of treating the contributory factors, all the things that kind of work to cause TMJ. And depending upon what the cause is, it may be neck pain, and physical therapy is, you know, one of our first line agents. If there is a particular grinding of the teeth, I might work with your dentist to help get you a night guard. If there's a psychosomatic component, a carrying of stress, you know, we have patients who enroll themselves in some sort of talk therapy, which might be helpful. And sometimes an anxiety medication might be the treatment. There are also medicines for the pain itself. Think of your anti-inflammatories, your Advils, your Aleves. There are also some other types of medicines like muscle relaxants or nerve pain medications that we'll use. And the last thing that I do, which is a little unique, is I do manual therapy for the TMJ. I am specialized in something called osteopathic manipulative medicine, which is a style of manual therapy. And in the office, a lot of my TMJ patients will come to me for treatments around the neck and intraorally.
Yeah, so if we can, we want to try to avoid getting TMJ. But if we get it, there are options, and we like that. That sounds good in my ears. And speaking of sounds, I wanted to ask you about the clicking sounds that we've referenced here today. Is that bad? Is that dangerous? And maybe, you know, when it feels like our jaw has popped, is that dangerous? You know, it's like sometimes when your jaw clicks, it's kind of fun a little bit, but maybe that's not a good thing, right, Doc?
Not all sounds are scary or should be scary or a sign of worry. However, when we think about the jaw clicking, I mentioned before that there is a disc that sits in the temporomandibular joint. It is that sliding of the disc that moves forward and back as we open and close our mouths. And the way you can hear that click is almost if you snap your fingers. It's your thumb sliding off of your middle or index finger, however how you snap. So that clicking is a warning sign to us. But if it's not painful, I tend to say don't worry about it. It's only when that clicking is a painful click that we really need to address your symptoms.
Yeah, I see what you mean. Some clicking is bad, some clicking is just fine, don't worry about it. In all cases, obviously, if people are worried, they should reach out to their primary or get a referral to see someone like yourself, however that might work with their insurance. Wondering, as we get close to finishing up here, is there any chance that TMJ is indicative of another illness? Is it potentially a sign or symptom of something else?
So again, TMJ is a kind of constellation of different symptoms. And when we see a patient, we want to make sure that their neck is okay, that their mental health is okay, that there is no intraoral gum disease, tooth decay. So oftentimes we're working with our other colleagues like our dentists and oral surgeons to make sure that all the common causes of TMJ are being addressed.
Yeah, I see what you mean. And I had as my last question when I was putting things together today was, you know, sometimes, especially for things like this, that could be one thing, could be another thing, might be not a big deal, could be a sign of a bigger problem. So you mentioned some of your other colleagues like dentists. I wonder if folks might mention some of these signs and symptoms to their dentist and maybe feel like they're being dismissed or trivialized, like, oh, you know, people's jaws click, you know, what are you going to do? Wondering what your recommendation would be as someone, you know, who deals with this and really takes this whole body kind of approach to treating patients. What would be your advice if they feel like they're being sort of dismissed by a dentist or anyone else, that this is just an insignificant thing?
I get this question a lot, and it's not necessarily TMJ related, but in general, if you're having a question or a concern, start by asking. And if you don't feel like you're getting the right answer or a better explanation, you get another opinion. I welcome when a patient has come to me and they've said, I tried this, and I tried this. And for whatever reason, it's not working. Help me understand what's going on. And so, you know, for a patient who maybe went to their dentist and they said, oh, you know, think about it. Maybe it's nothing. Just, you know, sleep it off. I'll see you in 6 months because I'm only going to see you in 6 months. You know, it's one of those things where you know, maybe you don't want to wait 6 months. So right. I encourage everyone, make an appointment, either with myself or your primary, ask these questions. A lot of times in medicine, our opinion is very siloed. You talk to your cardiologist about your heart stuff. You talk to your pulmonologist about your lung stuff. Physical medicine rehab or physiatrists are really those docs who kind of look at the whole picture, and we're not afraid to play in different sandboxes, if that makes any sense.
Sure.
We deal with neurologic conditions, we deal with musculoskeletal conditions, I treat all sorts of different areas of the body, and so there is a lot of overlap, but because there's a lot of overlap, I usually can offer something to a patient, whether it's a medicine, manual therapy, physical therapy, or other different things. And sometimes I need the help of colleagues, but oftentimes I can at least give you a baseline to work off.
That's perfect. You know, it's so great to have experts on because, you know, in my mind, I was thinking, all right, TMJ, who's that? Maybe an ENT, somebody like that, or maybe the dentist. So just to understand what a physiatrist does, how you can help folks, this sort of total mind and body approach is really awesome and really educational. So thanks so much. You stay well.
Thank you. Happy to help.
For more information about physical medicine and rehabilitation services at Bally, please visit ballyhealth.com/physicalmedicine or call 201-612-4857. And if you found this podcast helpful, please share on your socials and check out our entire podcast library for topics of interest to you. And thanks for listening to Conversations Like No Other, presented by Bally Health System, Ridgewood, New Jersey. For more information on today's topic or to be connected with today's guest, please call 201-291-6090 or email valleypodcast@valleyhealth.com. I'm Scott Webb. Stay well.